This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the SVB bank failure and the second bank failure, so one in Silicon Valley, one in New York, worry you about the safety of your money and where you're banking or no? Lots of conversations happening about bank runs. Truly a nor'easter slamming into the East Coast. How much snow is going to fall? And what about the rain? And what about the power and everything else in between? I mean, after all, on this show, we're always talking about Mother Nature and the wicked curveballs, aren't we? And it is the first four because it's the road to the final four. March Madness is upon us. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Let's start with what happened on Friday. Silicon Valley Bank collapses in 48 hours. And then you've got this next bank that failed. So you had the 16th biggest bank in the United States that failed. And then you had a bank that was under one of the 30 biggest banks in the country that also failed. So let's talk about really Silicon Valley Bank, not so much Signature Bank, although that's also a bank fail too. So all of a sudden there was this bank run and a capital crisis. It happened on Friday morning. It had to be taken over by federal regulators. That would be a big fear. And it is the largest failure of a bank since Washington Mutual in 2008. So this is a bank that was actually started in the early 80s. It's specialized, remember Silicon Valley, it's specialized in tech startups. So financing for almost half of the U.S. venture-backed technology and healthcare companies. But what most people don't know about this bank is it was among the top 20 American commercial banks because it had $109 billion in total assets at the end of last year, according to the FDIC, because they had the numbers. So they got in the middle of what is a bank run. And what happened was interest rates. So a couple of things collided to make this happen. Higher interest rates eroded the value of what they were betting on, long-term bonds, and that they gobbled up during the really ultra-low, near-zero interest rates. And so SVB had $21 billion in a bond portfolio because they were getting an average of 1.79%. The current 10-year Treasury yield is about 3.9%. And then capital for venture capital started to dry up, right? Startups had to draw down funds that were held by SVB. So the bank was sitting on unrealized losses in bonds, and then you had customer withdrawals escalating, and that's a panic, because then they collide. So they had sold a bunch of securities at a loss, and they said they were going to sell $2.25 billion in new shares. I mean, I know this is a bunch of numbers, big numbers, but that's what happened. You have these startups, you have what they bet on, the bank, and then all of a sudden you have this run. So this bank stock started to just tumble on Thursday morning. Afternoon, it was just dragging other bank shares down with it. Because what happens? Investors fear a repeat of the 2007-2008 financial crisis, which was awful. People are still not made whole in some areas by money that they had invested from 2008. It's always the little people that get squeezed in that because they have just enough to help them for retirement or for whatever. So by Friday morning, the SVB shares, they were stopped. And they stopped trying to raise capital or find a buyer. And then that's when California intervenes. They shut the bank down. They place it in receivership under the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. So that causes then a serious panic. And the good news was that all insured depositors are going to have full access to their insured deposits. And then there was the word that those that weren't insured, uninsured, were also going to be guaranteed too. The president said that. They said that over the weekend on Sunday, late on Sunday, so that anybody who had money in there would be able to get their money, right? And it's very rare, right? It's the FDIC typically sells a failed bank's assets to other banks, and then they use the money to repay depositors whose funds weren't insured, right? And because of the Fed rate hiking, that's also hit that too as well. It is scary, and it has caused other banks to drop down a little bit because people that are banking in smaller banks are worried about it, and then they pull their money out. So you look at this, and how does this affect us, and what do we need to know? Because that's the question people are asking themselves. Do you have to worry about your money stored in the bank? So if you have less than $250,000 in your account, then you don't have to worry because the government insures the first $250,000 in eligible accounts. If you have more than that, now that's different, right? Because then you have companies that are struggling to make payroll, and they're and what happens when that's so that's not guaranteed, that's not insured, and now people are asking questions: is it just smart to have insured deposits versus uninsured deposits, and all of the confusion surrounding that? You know. Everyday consumers are unlikely, lots of us, you and I, to be affected by it. But it is a good reminder to know where your money is. And guess what else? I say this all the time because I would never give anyone financial advice. I had to school myself on it to try to figure it out and untangle all kinds of things and to realize, okay, what do you have to do here? And the thing is not having it all in one place, right? Then it's much... It lets you sleep maybe easier. And we're not talking about you just have millions of dollars and millions of different parcels of land, or maybe millions is an exaggeration, but big chunks of land somewhere. I mean, the idea is some people say split your money between banks, right? If it's somewhere past the 250. And it is scary to think about 2008. I remember it very, very well, right? As to what happened to so many stocks, what happened to people's 401ks, all of that. So the government's just trying to, I think, contain what the panic is because they don't want to see other banks have the same problem because people get panicky and decide, yikes, I better worry about where my money is. Now, all the people connected to this are going to get their money. So it is crazy because there's crazy things that happen here, that idiotic decisions, I think, based on some of what I've read that were made that led to this. And then the other thing is that you had so many people at the bank that just got huge bonuses. So it's like, it does, in the back of your head, it makes you wonder, huge bonuses right before this big collapse. All right, if you live in the Northeast, take care because you are seeing a nor'easter, right? Georgia, between Georgia and New Jersey, they're getting it. They're getting it pretty bad all on that 95 area, I-95. And some of the densely populated cities like Washington, D.C., Philly, New York, Boston, you're getting it. You know what it is. Rain, lots of snow, gusty wind. You can even get some coastal flooding because of high surf. So watch out. Pay attention to what's happening in your neighborhood so that if you have to get out and it looks like it's not going to hold, you give yourself enough time to do that. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. SVB.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Not Just for the Very Rich, a how-to guide for giving and philanthropy. Dr. Susan Ariel Gittleson joins us, and boy, has she been a giver in her life. We had a great off-air conversation, and her background is so fascinating. She's been the president of International Consultants, and she's been consulting for international businesses, educational, cultural, other institutions. She's got a lot of books and articles that have been published on four continents. We're going to talk to her about the importance of giving. Dr. Gittleson, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, why did you write the book? What was the motivation behind this book? It's a great title.
Thank you. We read about billionaires who say they're giving a lot of money, but not all of them turn out to be honest or whatever. And then there are more ordinary people like us who have been giving all our lives, that we care about others and we want to encourage others and we want to help others. And the idea of writing the book is, number one, to help people find a cause that they can believe in. But number two, to ask questions when people come to them for money, especially, or anything else, and we give a list of the organizations that test the reliability of different charities, because some people love to have charities for themselves, and that's very dangerous. But after checking through these directories, one then can make a declaration, say, I really want to give. These are the organizations, and these are the causes, and I will devote myself to it as much as possible. It's not only money, but also time.
Yeah, you have a lot of creative ideas about that. So there is a misconception. That's why the title of your book is great. Giving is not just for the very rich. You don't have to be rich to get that feeling and to give back. Correct, right?
Exactly. And the more one treats others well, one shows concern for others, one listens to others, whether donating money or not donating, but treating people like worthwhile individuals and trying to help them and listen to them. And the more you do that, the better you feel yourself. So we read about people who take drugs and want to commit suicide and so forth. No, thank you. Really, the best drug is helping others.
And it's a drug that you've been taking for a long time in your life, right?
Absolutely. My father trained me from the age of 9, and I admired him so much, and I wanted to do what he was doing.
And what has that meant for your life?
Oh, wonderful. I'm so happy. I have been happy all my life. Instead of saying, I lost this job. Oh, I lost this opportunity. Oh, you know, instead of complaining all the time, it's much better to look around. And I had to shift careers, not out of choice, but because of circumstances. So I went from being a professor of international relations to becoming an entrepreneur internationally. And it's been great. And it means that, number one, listening to others, figuring out what they want, and then getting into a conversation about how you might be able to help them. And it may be with money, and it may be with ideas, and it may be just treating them like human beings instead of statistics or whatever. Because each person wants to be treated like a full human being, and we can do that. Whether it's in the family, neighbors, community, schools, whatever it is. And again, the more one gives to others, the better one feels oneself.
Oh, so well said. In the book, and you mentioned this briefly, you show how to evaluate charities, how to make that choice and realize what they're about. You have your list and realize about the commitments, too, because I think that sometimes happens. You can go to the other side of the wall where you volunteer too much and then you actually hurt yourself and hurt what you're doing. So it's good to be selective and to know, hey, I can give those ideas. I can be innovative. I can give some money here. I can do these different things. I can use my skills. And I think it's also, and you talk about this, evaluating your skill set, right?
Oh, yes. I'm glad you understand everything so well, because unfortunately, there are a lot of hackers and scammers, and people come along who say, oh, just give to my charity. Well, what is the charity, and where does the money go? Sometimes the money goes to the same person. It's never given to anyone else. So we have to be so careful, and that's why it's fortunate that there are organizations that evaluate charities, and we don't have to be sweet-talked into doing something that isn't reliable, and it's a waste of our time and money.
Yeah. When people read your book, Giving is Not Just for the Very Rich, a how-to guide for giving and philanthropy, what do you hope they take away?
Oh, a marvelous feeling that there's so much we all can do, because we see problems around us, people being killed or wars or so many things that we wish were not taking place. And we can't change all the bad things, but we can start in a small way with real causes, real organizations, real groups of people who want to help others, and concentrate on the positive. And then it makes life more enjoyable, and we hope we're contributing to society.
Well, you definitely have contributed. I know Columbia has recognized you, and that has to feel really good, and so have other organizations.
Yes, and that's one of the best ways to find something to do, because I set up a program of awards at the Columbia School of International Public Affairs, where I attended. And this, we found the brightest. You know, it's not I found. We, meaning the faculty, the deans, people who are really in touch with the students or with people who are with alumni, whatever it is. And then eventually I endowed my program for Human Values and International Affairs. We started out originally with rewarding the best essays, but then we've moved into programs that are run by the school all over the world, so that it's the most international approach possible. Everyone is eligible, and everyone can help everybody else. Well, if you help somebody in another country and they get the idea, hey, that they can help other people too, it's something, it adds layer after layer after layer of people helping others in imaginative ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect place to end this. Dr. Gittleson, thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck to all the people who want to help and who may not have enormous amounts of money, but they have the spirit and they listen and they care.
Yeah, amen to that. Thank you.
It's a great pleasure to be with you.
Wonderful. When you talk about giving, it is about the spirit in which you do it, and you'll never feel as good about anything in your life until you just give with no strings attached. It doesn't have to be money. It can be time. And once you get that first taste of doing that, oof, if more people could grab onto that, imagine what we could move. Imagine what we could do to help each other. And there are many wonderful, generous people in this country who do things just not with money, but with their time that make a huge impact and difference in other people's lives. Coming up, when it comes to college hoop, it is time for March Madness. We're going to be talking about it this week. It all starts really Tuesday because you have the first four. You have Texas A&M and CC and Southeast Missouri State. They're playing to get in. You have Mississippi State and Pitt. They're playing. Arizona State and Nevada. We got people listening that are fans of all these teams. Texas Southern and Fairleigh Dickinson, who are playing as well. And so those are the teams that are still trying to get in to the tournament. And then all the action starts on the 16th. Ooh, it's my favorite time of the year. Plus, it's St. Patrick's Day. We got some corny jokes coming up later in the week. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News Update. President Biden's budget proposal for 2025 aims to reduce the federal deficit in part by increasing taxes on high-income earners. Additionally, the plan unveiled Monday outlines measures to bolster Medicare and Social Security and foster the growth of clean energy employment opportunities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledges differences in perspective between himself and President Biden.
Look, we have our agreements on the basic goals, but we also have disagreements on how to achieve them. Ultimately, it's Israel that has to decide. Our neck is on the line.
Netanyahu's remarks Monday followed a recent interview in which Biden said that an Israeli invasion of the city of Rafah would constitute crossing a red line. Americans believe high prices will continue for the foreseeable future. According to a recent survey by the New York Federal Reserve, consumers believe that the inflation rate will increase to 3% within the next year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We have Mindscope 7, the name of the book, New Concept Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose. Boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? All the tools that you need to be able to do that. It really is a guide that I think is revolutionary when it comes to getting through obstacles, overcoming those obstacles, and being authentic. And what does it mean to be your authentic self, especially in the world these days? So Mindscope 7, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your book. What was it that led you to writing this book? What was the motivation?
Well, you know, Kate, the content of the book has actually been my entire life's work and lifestyle. However, I did have an insurmountable problem that occurred in my family. And there's nothing, I think, that will ever move you like the love of your family, the love of a child. And so it's sort of that time where it's very pivotal. You know, you've sort of lived this kind of a life where you've kind of quietly worked alone, and it's like, wow, this is a real deal. I have to take action here to make sure that we salvage this situation. So once I worked on that and I started making more discoveries, I started seeing this pattern. It's not just here. It's literally connected throughout the world. We see right now the calamities and the extremism and just how this feeds in. So I thought, wow, these things really work. They've worked for me at every point in my life. They work for me in my personal life. They work for me in business. And it really is important to be able to put your finger on what the true situation is so you can find those pesky little monsters that are sort of impairing, destroying the life forms around you, destroying the momentum and productivity of business.
In your book, you talk about labeling. You talk about, you know, the different, even in the introduction, the lasting and toxic effects of labeling. And you talk about that a lot. Explain labeling.
Well, what labeling is, it's so critical. And as you go through the book, you're going to see how that pattern has reflected not just today and our personal lives, but all the way back in history. You can track this and see that it's so easy through trends and just sort of the minds of the day, what's happening, what people are trending towards. It becomes normalized and it becomes as truth. And later we find that wasn't so truthful. So it's sort of that constant thing you have to bring yourself back. So it's three S's that I think really help people do that. So first is, if you want your readers, jot this down, situational awareness, number one, how silence is your friend, number two, and the set of disciplines that you have to set, not for just yourself, but whatever the situation, you have to look at their set of disciplines as well. Because we're not an island, and what we do, we're all energy forces. Like, I have my set of disciplines, but mine may not be the same as this thing I'm up against. So I have to find a way to marry that and work with that instead of this us against them, these bipolar positions we've put ourselves in the world now, which is really, we're sort of self-imploding. And that there are no true good guys, bad guys. So these labels get attached to us. We believe the label is put to us like, you're this or you're that. They believe the label that was put to them, and really it was all just a tool for control or a tool for just perfection. So one end, we're saying we're perfect over here, and oftentimes we're just working off of information that was falsehoods to begin with.
Wow, I love that. And I like one of the things that you said there, too, where you talked about silence. What's the importance of silence?
Wow, Kate. My entire life, I've been this really silent, sort of quiet to myself person. Not because I was, some people say, oh, well, you're just some weirdo. No, it just was my natural operation. My own family at times would look at me and say, you're not a friendly person. That wasn't it at all, because people knew me. I'm incredibly friendly. But silence, I found, you turn the noise out, then you're able to sort of do that self-discovery. Is this thing I believe about myself, is it true? And what is, going back to those three things, what are my set of disciplines that I can measure this by? What do I believe, and how do I measure this? So silence gives you that space to turn out the noise, turn out maybe what you were taught as a child, what you were taught in your society. You know, it's all these little subcultures, and we have our teachings that, again, we find they're very false. And what's really interesting, I have a study that was done that 95% of people, Kate, actually believe they understand what's going on around them, the situations. But in trueness, it's only about 5 to 10%. So what that means is that's why we're in this mess. We're working on the wrong things. We think we should be working on this because we're getting that label of this is the perfect thing or this is how we're going to have troubles, when that's not how it can ever be done. So we can see by the world we're living in that there's flaws, and these are human flaws. These are things that we've sort of created, and it's caving in on us now.
Oh, yeah, and we don't want it to cave in. For you writing this book, what was it like for you? Was it a labor of love? Was it challenging? What was that experience like?
Okay, it was very much a labor of love. Now, all your readers and listeners may not pray or meditate. That is a very important, like I said, that foundation, that set of disciplines that I have. Mm-hmm. So when things get really, really tough, we have a tendency to go with our emotion. We have a tendency to go with those labels that were affixed. But that set of discipline, it takes you back to, where do I get grounded? What are my foundational roots that I know are truthful? So that silence really helps you get in that place and discover what are the tools that I'm holding, the actual tools I have. And what are the tools on the other side of this equation that we sort of kind of manage and try to mitigate losses in the situation or get things back going in the correct way?
Oh, I like that, mitigate the losses. And where do I get grounded? For you, where you get grounded in meditation and prayer and that kind of thing?
Yes. Yes, because in that space of total silence, and I know we have many beliefs, I have full respect of all beliefs, but for me, because my life, I always was sort of that person that was alone, not a lot of support systems around me. So I think I had a lot of time. Looking back, I think how lonely I was, but now I see the fruit of that, Kate. I see the fruit of that time alone, how it really was with that noise out of the way that I was able to really dissect and look at and view the world sort of like a scientist, like, oh, this is not, you just view it and say, look, and made so many discoveries. It was so great for me in business because I used it all the time. I never really had to apply it until the personal situation in my family kind of forced me. I've got to get busy here. So it is that meditation. And it's not just a quick, it is literally, I call it intimacy. It is a true, intimate discussion with the power that I believe in and making sure that, am I Susan or am I MindScope working under context of my emotions now? Do I have this right? Is there something I'm missing here? I need to push that pause button and make sure before I act, before I speak. This always grounds me. It's never failed me, Kate.
Yeah, I like that. I like the pause and really just thinking about it because we're also driven by emotions. When people read your book, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, New Concept Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose under MindScope 7, what do you hope they take away when people read it?
Well, what I hope that they'll take away with them is I hope that they'll be able to find that place within themselves that, like, start extracting. And it's a difficult process. I'm not going to say it's an easy process, but we can advance our skills by, so for me, this is a strong suit. We all have our strong suits. The more we bring ourselves together, get rid these labels off, then we'll start seeing, I can learn from you, you learn from me. So we'll learn how to do the early detection of the situation that's growing, number one. We'll learn how to be steps ahead of the problem and mitigating those losses, number two. And number three, we'll be able to limit the damages and able to thrive again instead of just surviving.
Oh, thrive instead of just surviving, which, of course, you want to survive, but thriving is a whole different thing. And it makes your life feel very different, doesn't it?
It does, Kate. But it takes the work to get there, and it takes really facing what's inside of you and the conflict and the confusion. And that's hard to untangle. It's sort of like weeding a garden. You're able to clip away what you know is not healthy for you, and you're able to keep what you find, wow, this has really been a productive thing. And that just takes some time and patience and sort of going back to the well or to your foundation, what sort of grounds you in that meditative or prayer, that you get very quiet and you search and seek until you're certain and don't take action until you know. And if it's not your strong suit, find a friend, find a mentor that's their strong suit. Mm. They'll help you just be able to ask the right questions. Mm. So often, Kate, the people I talk to, they're working on the wrong things. They're asking the wrong questions. I'll give you one quick example. When I was in business, I would have my employees come to me with, they met with their client. They come to me, and I was like, look, I debrief them. What does your customer tell you? They say, this said this, 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 and this, Susan. I was like, okay, what are you thinking you should do? They would tell me. I said, listen, what they're really saying is this, this, and this. Uncle Joe told them to say that to you, okay? I said, now I want you to go back to them. I want you to give them option A, B, and C, and you explain the pros and cons, and then you allow them to make the choice. And if they don't, and I would say they're going to choose this right here because what you just expressed to me in your conversation, this is what they're saying they need to. They just don't know how to express that. They would come back, my employees, like, Susan, MindScope, how did you do this? How were you able to know? It is honestly, I believe, we're all gifted, just like an athlete. These great athletes, they're gifted that way. They practice it every day, but we're all that way. We're all gifted and talented. Sort of a natural thing, but you've got to work at it.
You've
got to keep striving to be better. You've got to work at it. But, you know, literally could put my fingers like, and they'd come back like, how did you know?
Right, because you knew. It was your strength.
Yeah.
A perfect place to end this. We're out of time. It's great. Go get the book, New Concept Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose, MindScope 7. Thank you.
Thank you, Kay. Have a great day.
You too.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we have Nelson Spinetti. What a great name that is. His book, Complete Guide for Infant Feeding, Grow Healthily and Happily. Boy, oh boy. Certainly, there are so many things that happen when you talk about an infant, and especially when you talk about feeding. There are so many people I know that could use this book right now, so it's interesting. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it, Nelson.
No, thank you for inviting me.
So, Dr. Spinetti, tell us about, first of all, give us your background and why you're qualified to talk about this, because you really, really are.
All right. So, I'm a pediatric gastroenterologist, and I have been practicing for over 21 years my expertise in PDGI or pediatric gastroenterology. So, I have seen patients from my outpatient clinic, also from different hospital, ICUs, all the time. And then my expertise is focused, I mean, everything from the GI, but I decide part of my life, I try to focus more into how to prevent complications that we tend to see every day with these babies. Families, young families, having these difficulties of feeding. And my specific role was how to make it better without the use of any type of trying to minimize the use of medications, fancy formulas, or fancy testing. And then over the years, I developed different skills and different devices that help me out to achieve this with my patients. And that's what I've been doing for the last, we can say, 15 years.
Yeah, and you, and of course, with this expertise, you've poured this all into your book. Do you think, because you've been in this profession, that it's tougher now and there's more confusion about infant feeding than in the past? Or has this always been just such a big issue?
All right. One of the things that is going on, there is a lack of information. And then these young mothers and families have the baby right there. And then the first information is coming from the nurses, coming from the nursery or the neonatal intensive care unit or NICUs, or even regular friends and family. They say most of the time, your baby is not eating enough. If you don't eat enough and the baby doesn't eat this amount, baby will not be discharged. And that creates like an uncertainty if they, what they're doing is right or wrong. So as soon as they leave the hospital, the baby leaves overfeeding. And then when as soon as they leave the hospital, what they do, they don't know when to stop or what is right. So they're trying to go to the pediatrician or the primary physician's office to explain it. There is not too much information about it, so they continue pushing large volume of feeding during the first week of life. So make it very hard for the babies to maintain that amount of formula inside the stomach and having these significant colics, significant pain, refluxing, hiccup, choking. And the worst of all, we see acute life-threatening event, almost death, or sudden infant death syndrome when the little baby dies because of overfeeding reflux. So if there is a total lack of information, and then there is nothing really where people can go or young mothers can go to see, okay, this is the right information. There is nothing there outside. And then they go with the idea that they need to continue feeding large amounts to the babies and getting more complications for that. And there is nothing really outside about this information.
Yeah. Is that what motivated you to write the book?
Well, exactly. What motivated me to write the book, in probably about 17 years ago, 15 years ago, I tried to go more into how can I make these babies better without less uses of medication side effects, less uses of any other test with radiation, but also how to prevent avoiding large expensive formula. So they motivated me to figure it out that there was an easy way to do it. But over that time, I find out that most of the education is coming from pharmaceutical companies. One, they say the baby's refluxing, give it Nexium, give it famotidine. The other say the baby's refluxing, go ahead and use this formula, use the other formula, use the other formula. And if the baby and the other companies, big companies say, if the baby having trouble, change this bottle, change this nipple, this bottle is better. But at the end of the story, they are just driving economic force to people buy their products. But the basics, most of the time I believe, is babies, 90 to 95% of the babies are born healthy. There are 5% that they have difficulties, or 10% that they might have difficulties. But if you educate babies and families to feed right, you will minimize the uses of these medication with side effects, this expensive formula with complication and definitely very expensive, and then visit to different doctors just to try to diagnose something that was easily solvable with just education.
Yes,
I think education.
Yeah, I think education is the key too, listening to you talk about it for sure. And you're really saying this, Dr. Spinetti, but what do you hope families, people, anybody who reads it, what do you hope they take away from reading your book?
All right. So my probably legacy from the community worldwide or in the United States is if I can make everybody understand that feeding is a relationship between the body weight and the stomach size, and trying to maintain that relationship, the volume of the stomach size with the relationship of frequent feeding. And the babies really have no choking, no colic, no complication, especially no sudden infant death syndrome. It means that I will pass this information to the rest of the world. What it means is that for me, it will be I did my job. But it overall will be all these families that is supposed to have a very healthy first year of life, they're going to enjoy the baby the way they're supposed to. When you feeding the baby properly and right, let me tell you this very important thing, probably it's a take home for everybody. If we feed the baby at the stomach side, and we calculated the stomach side of the baby, and we feed it properly every 3 to 3.5 hours, the baby will grow fine, it will grow perfectly, it will be growing in the growth chart without overfeeding distension in the stomach, inducing reflux, colic, hiccups. And if they do that, they're going to be having a happy family without no major expenses, secondary to lack of information. But that's my take off of our young family. Hopefully, I mean, this is my, in that little book that I put there, is everything I can do for a baby under the first year of life so they can maximize the symptoms, the growth, and everything else. It's like everything, all pediatric GI consult for feeding should be, for the first year of life, it should be there. And easy to read, easy to understand.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Where can we get the book, Complete Guide for Infant Feeding, Grow Healthily and Happily? And we're speaking with Dr. Nelson Spinetti. It's his book. Where can we get it, Doc?
It's bookbaby.com under my name. Bookbaby.com is a website that is my publisher. And then in there I have control. So I put 55% discount for today up to July. So you're going to have the book at discount over there. Then you can also get it in Amazon under my name, Nelson Spinetti, The Complete Guide for Infant Feeding. You can find it in Amazon and another. But I cannot control the discount. The only way I can control the discount that I'm going to give to all these families is through bookbaby.com, Nelson Spinetti. And then you can look for The Complete Guide for Infant Feeding.
Oh, yes. That's the best place to go.
Yes, definitely. And then there is a coupon that I put there. It's just everything in low cases, then the coupon will be baby. Just baby. Baby in low cases. And they're going to give you a 55% discount.
Ooh, I love that. That's excellent. Well, congratulations on the book, because it really does pour in everything that you've seen, everything that you've learned, and how, as you said, economically it makes sense. And of course, it's the health of the baby that everybody cares about, the panic, the feeling that you have as new parents, etc., and all the people around you, too. So that's a wonderful, wonderful gift, I think, for sure, and a great legacy. Dr. Spinetti, thank you.
Thank you very much.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113.